Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hello, welcome back. I hope you are all doing well today. I am so excited that you came back to listen again. This week's been kind of crazy for me. We actually tore up all of our flooring last weekend in our house and threw away a couch that I have despised for years, but my kids always threatened mutiny if I got rid of it. We finally got rid of it last weekend, and we had a couple of junky recliners that we got rid of. And so we are actually having our house painted this week, and everything is taped off and inaccessible, and it's just a holy mess. So I'm glad tomorrow's Friday. We're coming to the end. I'm hoping that the painting is done tomorrow and we can get the flooring back in this weekend and get things back to normal. But yeah, it's been a crazy week. So this is kind of a last minute thing. I told myself I was going to be posting on Mondays and Thursdays, but like I said, this week has just been really weird and crazy. So anyways, I'm a little late, but it's still Thursday and I'm here with a new podcast episode. So I'm just going to celebrate the little wins. What I want to talk about today is imposter syndrome. And this is something that I hear about a lot in the business and coaching world, also in the weight loss side of things. But this is kind of inspired through a coaching course thing that I'm in with Jennifer Allwood, and she had talked about this this week in there, and it just kind of sparked me to go ahead and talk about it on here as well, because it's such a big thing, and it's just something that the enemy uses to get in our head and to just stop us from doing the things that we're being called to do, regardless of what area in your life it is. And the thing is, like, it doesn't always, in fact, most of the time, it doesn't, like, scream at you. Like, these little thoughts that come into your head, like, for example, if you're thinking about starting a Bible study at your church, like a women's Bible study or whatever, if you're thinking about doing that and you hear that little voice that comes into your head that, you know, is just like, who are you to do that? You don't know enough to start a Bible study. You haven't read your Bible enough to do that. Or you don't know as much as some of the ladies that would come to that study. Like, all those little voices are imposter syndrome, and that is the enemy getting in our head to shut us down from doing the things that we know that we're called to do. And then we just kind of shrink back and don't do anything, because then we start believing them instead of questioning those thoughts and asking if they're true and asking us, you know, who told you that? We tend to just get stuck in them and let them keep us from doing what we want to do, but they don't shout at us. Like, they're so subtle. Sometimes I don't think we even realize that they're happening until, you know, we're 6 months later and we still haven't done the thing that we felt the nudge to do or felt that we were being called to do. And some of the possible causes that Jen had talked about for this imposter syndrome, the first one is social media. And this is such a big one. When we go up to our camper in the summer, it's up in northern Michigan. We don't have very good cell phone service. We don't have any internet up there. And it's just so different being off social media. You know, everybody shows their highlight reels and just how everything is amazing. And, you know, how many times do you hear of something happening in somebody's life and you're just like, what? How can that be? Like, it looks so good on Facebook or on Instagram or, you know, whatever. But everybody's just sharing the good things. And on one hand, that's okay, because you don't really want to air your dirty laundry and you don't want other people to see your dirty laundry on Facebook. However, it's not normally as grand as it looks either. So you have to keep that in mind. And when you get into that constant a lot of times it's an addiction, and I know I have struggled with this as well, where you get into just scrolling, and then all of a sudden you kind of start to become discontent and thinking, well, they're on vacation, why can't I go on vacation? I know a lot of times around spring break, I end up feeling this way, and I'm just like, why is everybody going on spring break but me? Like, why are we always just here? Why can't we ever go anywhere? Or you see somebody that's farther along in their business than you, and it's like, why can I not figure this out? Like, why does everything work out for them? It's not fair. And so you're just watching all these things, and that's when, you know, that starts rolling in, that that discontent, and you just start to notice that you're nitpicking the things in your life instead of living in a state of gratitude. The second thing to do if you are feeling that imposter syndrome pop up is to unfollow anybody that makes you feel less than or discontent, or that you're not living up to what you should be, anything like that. And there's a lot of people that I really like, and I really like their content, but it kind of triggers me, and it kind of makes me question myself. And so this is actually the second time that this came up in the last couple days, is just to clean up those that are around you. You know, they always say that you act like the sum of like the five or six people that you're around the most. And so clean up that energy around you, and surround yourself with people that cheer you on and that call you higher, and not people that you look at and wish that you had their life, or you're only seeing bits and pieces and you wish that you had that. And then the last one is that is something else that causes imposter syndrome, is if someone calls you out about something and then you like give it meaning. So maybe I am trying for a promotion at work and I have somebody tell me that I'm not really qualified for that. Like, they're looking for, you know, a different set of qualifications than what I have. And so instead of just letting that be their opinion, I start to take it internal and I start to make it mean something to me, that, wow, maybe they're right. Should I really be going for this? Maybe I shouldn't be going for this. You know, why do I always try to do things that I'm not qualified for? When in reality, if that's what I'm being called to, then the Lord's going to equip me to do that job. And if I'm meant to be there, they're going to see what I can offer, and they're going to take that, you know, and maybe train me to do more. Maybe I do already know what I need to know. But it's just taking those things that people say to us that they don't necessarily mean to be rude or off color or like trying to pull us down. But sometimes we can take those words and just give thoughts to them that make them not really good for what we actually need to hear. And that can also contribute to our imposter syndrome. And another concept that goes along with this that I want you to consider is that someone is always paying for you to either stay small or to hold back or to not share your gifts. Like, there's somebody that's always paying the price. So whether you don't take the step to start your own business, and so therefore you can't hire the single mom to come work for you, or whether you don't start that Bible study and you were the person that, you know, one of your friends, maybe she won't go into a church, but she would come to a Bible study with you, and that's how she gets reached with the gospel. I mean, it can be any number of things like that, that if we don't step out into what we're being called to do, or if we just stay small and quiet, there's somebody that's always paying the price. Maybe by not committing to and being diligent with your journey to get healthy or to lose weight. Maybe your family loses out because you refuse to be in pictures, or you can't go on a walk with them on, you know, a summer day, or maybe you can't keep up with your kids and you want to, and they want you to get down on the floor and play with them, and you can't physically do that. So somebody's always paying the price if you're not pushing forward and what you're being called to do. And the thing is that we tend to believe that the Bible's true, but then when it comes to what God says about us, all of a sudden we become questioning. And, you know, like, he couldn't have said that. He couldn't have said that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and that I'm good, and that he loves me, and you know, that he forgives me for the things that I've done. He can't possibly mean that because, you know, that's not true. Like, I've done so many different things, and I'm not sure why we do that other than the enemy is getting in our head. But it's just another point to think about that if you believe the Bible is true, it's true. And all of it's true. And even the parts where, you know, the Lord says that he created you and he created you to be good. So that's just a little bit of another challenge surrounding the imposter syndrome for you to consider. You know, if the Bible's true, it's all true, including those parts. There's also one other aspect of this is that other people can only get their win by me staying the course. So it kind of goes back to the same thing as that someone is paying for you to stay small. Sometimes people are only going to be reached by you. It doesn't matter what you're doing or what area you're in. Sometimes people can only hear your voice and they can only relate to your experience. And somebody else might be doing it, but it's not going to be the same way you do it. Like, you are unique and you are special. And sometimes the way you do things is going to be the only way that someone is reached. So it's super important to recognize this imposter syndrome for what it is and to not let it get to the point that it shuts us down doing whatever it is that the Lord's calling us to do. You know, maybe it's just spending more time with our kids or reading them books at night or joining the worship team at church or taking a friend out or starting that business or losing the weight. Like, there's so many different areas in life that we can be called to. And as soon as those little voices start chattering, we really need to think about why we're hearing them and what to do about them. As long as we can recognize them and be aware, then at that point, we don't have to give them meaning. We can grab those thoughts, we can take them captive, and we can turn them to what is true and not believe the lies. You know, we can change them and say, okay, what's really true about this situation? Or if it's a lie, like, who said that? That's not true. Or do I want to feel this way? And if I don't want to feel this way, then I have the power to change it. If you guys got something out of this today, I hope you were challenged like I was when I listened to it. I know it's so easy to let those little voices come in and to distract us and, you know, make us just shrink back. But that's definitely not what we're being called to do. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and I will see you, or I will talk to you again on Monday. Bye, guys. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.